Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 69, Scene 3. Narada visits Krishna's remaining 16,107 palaces. After departing from the palace of Rukmini, Narada Ji wanted to see the activities of Lord Krishna's internal potency, Yoga Maya. Thus, Narada entered the palace of another queen. There, Narada saw Lord Krishna engaged in playing chess, along with his dear wife and Uddhava, his friend. Lord Krishna immediately got up from his seat and invited Narada to sit on his own personal seat. Lord Krishna again worshipped Narada with as much paraphernalia for reception as Krishna had in the palace of Rukmini. After worshipping Narada properly, Lord Krishna acted as if he did not know what had happened in the palace of Rukmini. Krishna therefore told Narada, "My dear sage Narada, when your holiness comes here, you are full in yourself. Although we are householders and are always in need, you do not require anyone's help because you are self-satisfied. Under the circumstances, what reception can we offer you, and what can we possibly give you? Yet, since your holiness is a Brahmana, it is our duty to offer something as far as possible. And therefore I beg your pleasure to order me. What can I do for you?" Narada Ji knew everything about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So without any further discussion, Narada simply left the palace silently in great astonishment over Lord Krishna's activities. Narada then entered another palace, and this time Narada Ji saw that Lord Krishna was engaged as an affectionate father petting his small children. From there, Narada entered another palace and saw Lord Krishna preparing to take bath. In this way, Saint Narada entered each and every one of the 16,000 residential palaces of the queens of Lord Krishna, and in each of them, Narada found Krishna engaged in different ways. In one palace, Narada found Krishna engaged in offering oblations to the sacrificial fire and performing the ritualistic ceremonies of the Vedas as enjoined for householders. In another palace, Krishna was found performing the Pancha Yajna sacrifice, which is compulsory for a householder. This yajna is also known as Pancha Shuna. Knowingly or unknowingly, everyone, specifically the householder, is committing five kinds of sinful activities. When we receive water from a water pitcher, we kill many germs that are in it. Similarly, when we use a grinding machine or take foodstuff, we kill many germs. When sweeping a floor or igniting a fire, we kill many germs. And when we walk on the street, we kill many ants and other insects. So consciously or unconsciously, in all of our different activities, we are killing. Therefore, it is incumbent upon every householder to perform the Pancha Shuna sacrifice in order to rid him or herself of the reactions to such sinful activities. In another palace, Lord Krishna was found engaged in feeding brahmanas after performing ritualistic yajnas. In another palace, Narada found Krishna engaged in silently chanting the Gayatri Mantra. And in a third palace, Narada found Krishna practicing the art of fighting with a sword and shield. In some palaces, Lord Krishna was found riding on horses or elephants or chariots and wandering hither and thither. Elsewhere, Krishna was found lying down on his bedstead taking rest, and somewhere else, Krishna was found sitting in his chair, being praised by the prayers of his different devotees. In some of the palaces, Krishna was found consulting with ministers like Uddhava and others on important matters of business. In one palace, Krishna was found surrounded by many young society girls enjoying in a swimming pool. In another palace, Krishna was found engaged in giving well-decorated cows in charity to the brahmanas. And in another place, Krishna was found hearing the narrations of the Puranas or histories, such as the Mahabharata, which are supplementary literatures for disseminating Vedic knowledge to common people by narrating important instances in the history of the universe. Somewhere, Lord Krishna was found enjoying the company of a particular wife by exchanging joking words with her. And somewhere else, Krishna was found engaged along with his wife in religious ritualistic functions. Since it is necessary for householders to increase their financial assets for various expenditures, Krishna was found somewhere engaged in matters of economic development. And somewhere else, Krishna was found enjoying family life according to the regulative principles of the Shastras. In one palace, Krishna was found sitting in meditation as if he were concentrating his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond these material universes. Meditation, as recommended in authorized scripture, is meant for concentrating the mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Lord Krishna is himself the original Vishnu, but because Krishna played the part of a human being, Krishna taught us definitely by his personal behavior what is actually meant by meditation. Somewhere, Lord Krishna was found satisfying elderly superiors by supplying them things which they needed. Somewhere else, Narada Ji found that Lord Krishna was engaged in discussing topics of fighting, and somewhere else in making peace with enemies. Somewhere, Lord Krishna was found discussing the ultimate auspicious activity for the entire human society with his elder brother, Lord Balaram. Narada saw Lord Krishna engaged in getting his sons and daughters married with suitable brides and bridegrooms in due course of time, and the marriage ceremonies were being performed with great pomp. In one palace, Krishna was found bidding farewell to his daughters, and in another, Krishna was found receiving a daughter-in-law. People throughout the whole city of Dwaraka were astonished to see such pomp and ceremonies. And still somewhere else, Lord Krishna was seen engaged in performing different types of sacrifices to satisfy the demigods, who are only his qualitative expansions. And still somewhere else, Lord Krishna was seen engaged in public welfare activities, establishing deep wells for water supply, rest houses, and gardens for unknown guests, and great monasteries and temples for saintly persons. These are some of the duties enjoined in the Vedas for householders for the fulfillment of material desires. Somewhere, Krishna was found as a Kshatriya king, engaged in hunting animals in the forest and riding on very beautiful Sindhi horses. According to Vedic regulations, Kshatriyas were allowed to kill prescribed animals on certain occasions, either to maintain peace in the forest or to offer the animals in the sacrificial fire. Kshatriyas are allowed to practice this killing art because they have to kill their enemies mercilessly in order to maintain peace in society. In one situation, the great sage Narada saw Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the master of all mystic powers, acting as a spy, changing his usual dress in order to understand the motives of different citizens in the city and within the palaces. And so, Saint Narada saw all these activities of Lord Krishna, who is the supersoul of all living entities, but who played the role of an ordinary human being in order to manifest the activities of his internal potency. Thus ends chapter 69, scene 3. Narada visits Krishna's remaining 16,107 palaces. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Gauramar Yesabhashtane Purala Brahmana Rangye Gauramar Yesabhashtane Purala Brahmana Rangi Shesha Bastana Heri Boami Pranai Bakata Sangi Shesha Bastana Heri Boami Pranai Bakata Sangi Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula.
All those places where my Lord Gaurasundara traveled for his pastimes, I will visit in the company of loving devotees. The following are notes on this section by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. When Narada arrived at the second palace, he understood that Lord Krishna was simultaneously present in both palaces, performing different activities. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments that in virtually all the palaces Narada visited, Lord Krishna worshipped and honored Narada. The five Mahayagyas, or great sacrifices, are defined as follows. Pato homas chati tinang saparya tarpanang bali. Namely, reciting the Vedas, offering oblations into the sacrificial fire, waiting on guests, making offerings to the forefathers, and offering a share of one's own food to living entities in general. Vishwanath Chakravarti, in his commentary, again points out that all the different times of the day were occurring simultaneously in Lord Krishna's palaces. Thus, Narada saw a fire sacrifice, which is a morning ritual, and at about the same time, Narada saw Lord Krishna feeding brahmanas and accepting their remnants, which is a noontime activity. The words Sandhyam Upasinam indicate sunset rituals, whereas the words Asi Charmabhyam Charantam refer to sword practice, which takes place at dawn. He also points out that riding on horses and elephants is a noontime activity, whereas one lies down during the latter part of night. Lord Krishna met with his counselors around dusk and enjoyed water sports in the afternoon. Giving cows in charity occurs in the morning, while hearing the histories takes place in the afternoon. Joking conversations take place during the nighttime, whereas religious rituals, economic development, and family enjoyment occur during both the day and night. Krishna's activity of meditation indicates the Brahma Muhurta, or the early morning hours before sunrise. The word Kale means that Krishna arranged for his sons and daughters to be married when each of them reached the proper age. Although Lord Krishna is all-knowing, while executing his pastimes as a typical monarch, Krishna sometimes traveled about incognito in order to acquire necessary information about his kingdom.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.